Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Barb Morse here from the Sitka Recreation Foundation, here to talk about Walk to Connect and some free training coming up. Barb, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Glad to.
So for those who may not be familiar with Walk to Connect, it's something that's been in Sitka before. It's still
well,
here.
Well, the walking initiative and Walk Sitka has been here for quite some time back, I believe as early as 2007. I was checking in with one of the original founders, Charles Bingham, and it looks like that's when we became a walk and bike friendly. We started applying for that. So that's when that first started. And in 2018, I believe, you know, the Walk College program, where we actually started really focusing on pedestrian safety and more walking and everything in Sitka. Mm-hmm. So there was been a long history and a lot of effort. People like Doug Osborne and Charles have been involved. And so we're really looking at revitalizing some of those efforts and building on that, because I think they had a training in back during COVID. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't, because of COVID, things just didn't keep rolling after that. So right. That's where we're looking at picking that back up.
Excellent. And so this is training not how to walk, but it's training on how to connect people. I guess that's that walk
right.
to connect part.
Yep.
How to bring people together for different outings outside. Yeah, what are these
right.
trainings?
It's a Walk to Connect. It's a leader training, and people will get ideas for how to organize walks, tips on how to do it, how do you look at routes and for different paces and different mm-hmm. ages, and just kind of how to motivate people and just how to come together and have a good time and connect. So the different themes will depend on who wants to organize it. It might be something that's nature-oriented. It might be something that is theme-oriented of some sort. Mm-hmm. It can just be a variety of things. The idea is just to be able to, you know, there's already some folks in Sitka that have continued to do some great walks and hikes like Sitka Trail Works mm-hmm. and Southeast Alaska Independent Living, but to build on those and offer more for more people and just get people motivated and connected and look at doing more walking opportunities for people in Sitka.
Yeah, and to we were speaking before we went on air of just some of the things that you may not initially think of if you're wanting to lead a nature walk or something, of just things to consider when you have a variety of age groups coming to a walk, things to consider when you're planning your walk or safety concerns.
Right. And you know, you may a leader, basically, if someone's doing it either as part of an organization as sponsoring it, like if somebody from CERCH was to start doing walks again, because that's something they used to do, they might have a particular, like that might be, you know, women they focus on or a different group. Or I know some people do intergenerational walks, mm-hmm. but I mean, it doesn't have to be open to like all ages. People can kind of define what if they have a particular group. And some of it might be like if it's in the middle of the day, you'd be more likely to not get young people,
true,
you know.
True,
so
true.
I mean, some of it'll be the timing and what's available. But, you know, it certainly doesn't dictate what leaders can do. You know, people can kind of decide what they want to do, what's fun for them. And we are looking for people that if they take the leader training, that might want to even be substitutes for other people, you know,
okay.
and if they don't have to commit to like doing a walk, but just to kind of spread the knowledge.
Yeah, this is a great chance for networking as well for folks.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is for not only organizations that might be leading these sorts of walks and community events, but just individuals on their own who might be interested in learning
right.
more.
Like, I personally plan to take the training, and, you know, I've been thinking, well, what could I do? I might just do something like Fairweather Fridays. If the weather's good, show up at Moeller Park at noon, and we'll walk. You
mm-hmm.
know, so it doesn't have to be super structured. You know, it can
right.
be just whatever somebody feels comfortable leading.
Excellent. So, yeah, anything that people are comfortable leading, be it an individual or part of an organization, yeah, learning the kind of tips and tricks for helping to motivate others to join you, for planning your walks, for all those different little concerns to make these sorts of events successful and enjoyable for everyone involved.
Right, because, you know, the idea is in Walk to Connect is some of it, you know, a lot of the reason it's called that is because just getting together with other people. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's the social aspect of getting together that's as important as the healthy, active lifestyle it promotes. You know, it all matters. So,
right. And so for this training, it is taking place just a few short weeks from now on Wednesday, April 30th at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Just a 2.5 hour training, 1 to 3:30 p.m. And this is something that it's free training, but it does require registration, correct?
Yes, we really want people to register. And, you know, we have, I think, up to 20 slots open. So it's on the Parks and Rec website. They are doing the registration. So that's where someone would go ahead and register for that.
Excellent. So that's recreation.cityofsitka.com to register for that. And you were also mentioning earlier that the Walk to Connect in Sitka is also connected to the larger Walk Southeast.
Right. So, yeah, we actually, I don't know if I mentioned this, but we are actually have the funding and are grateful to AARP Alaska is helping to fund this, as well as the White Elephant and Sitka Counseling was involved. But how I originally heard about this actually was from other folks in Southeast Alaska. They had been partnering with AARP on the Walk Southeast. Mm-hmm. And basically, Walk Southeast is a way of promoting walking region-wide with the other parks and recreation departments. And so between May 1st and through the end of August, people log their hours and keep track of them, their time, miles, not hours, mm-hmm. and can enter to win prizes. So I think Alaska Airlines tickets are the top prize, but there's lots of other things along the way. And it's just another way of motivating and tying it in together, you
right.
know?
Yeah. For the competitive motivated folks, that is an extra thing to, extra layer to throw on.
Yep. Yeah. And I think, you know, and again, people could do walks, any of these walks, and have them count into their times, you know, just kind of work together on that.
Awesome. So again, so for anyone interested in this Walk to Connect leader training, so how to host and support community events through walking, be it nature walks, engagement walks with fellow members of the community, this training is taking place Wednesday, April 30th. 1 to 3:30 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Registration is required at recreation.cityofsitka.com. And if folks have any questions about this, the Parks and Recreation Department as a co-sponsor, they'll be the ones to contact?
Right. Or if people have specific questions, I'm happy to take calls. My phone number is 738-0875. You know, if they have the real particulars, because I could help with that.
Excellent. Well, Barb Morse, thanks for coming in this morning as part of the Sitka Recreation Foundation, putting together this Walk to Connect leadership training happening on Wednesday, April 30th. Thank you, Barb.
Thank you.